No comment from the IDF. Aid agencies, meanwhile, are warning over a million displaced Palestinians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah have nowhere to go ahead of a possible ground offensive. Military analyst Charlie Herbert says Israel has a key aim.
They seek to destroy or defeat the remaining elements of Hamas. They're also after the leadership, the senior leadership of Hamas. They haven't had any success in that yet, and they're going to persevere until they do that.
Israel insists there are safe places for civilians to go. A review into the diversity policy at the Ministry of Defence has been ordered following claims the army plans to relax security checks for overseas recruits. The MOD insists it takes security extremely seriously. Merseyside police say an 8-year-old boy has life-changing injuries after being bitten by what officers believe was an XL bully dog. A man and a woman not related to the child have been arrested in Bootle. The King attended church in Sandringham in Norfolk for the first time since his cancer diagnosis. The 75-year-old was seen smiling as he walked inside with the Queen. Yesterday, he said his lifelong admiration for organisations that help patients is all the greater now. Royal biographer Robert Jobson thinks it was a deeply personal show of gratitude.
I think it's quite courageous, actually, to be dealing with all these sort of things whilst you're actually coming to terms with the diagnosis yourself. And I just as it speaks volumes for the man, actually, not just, you know, as a king, but as a man, that he's able to do that and to think of others in this time.
The first of today's two Premier League games is just kicking off, with third-place Arsenal taking on West Ham. Later, Aston Villa welcome Manchester United. Celtic Scottish Cup fifth-round tie at St Mirren is also getting underway, as is the Premiership game between Dundee and St Johnston. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM. FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with another VIX Mix on Phoenix 98 FM. And I'm delighted to say the fabulous Tony Smith is with me again to twiddle the flashing knobs. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, good. It's weird being back. I'm missing 1 week, so hopefully we'll get the flashing knobs in the right order.
And what have you been doing this week?
I went to Whitstable. yesterday. But
it's gorgeous there, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but very misty and rainy most of the day, so good to see much.
Well, it's been a really busy 2 weeks, and there's a lot to talk about, but let's start with some music from the lovely lady Carole King. This is I Feel the Earth Move.
Month of
was I Feel the Earth Move, Carole King, 1971, written by Carole King, from the album Tapestry, which spent almost 6 years in the album charts. And I'm playing it for her birthday, which was on February the 9th, and also for what would have been Carole's first husband, Jerry Goffin's birthday, which is today, the 11th of February. And Carole and Jerry were prolific songwriting team, writing hits for Little Eva, The Animals, Dusty Springfield, The Monkees, and many others. Carole also dated singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka when he was a member of the Tokens. And actually, Tony, he came along to one of the Heritage Do's.
Oh, Neil Sedaka?
Yeah, and Jess Conrad was there.
Oh, right.
It's really funny. Yeah. And a few people had gone off to the bar. Anyway, Jessie comes back and she says, you never guess what he says, there's some bloke in this and he's Neil Sedaka. I told him where to go and I went, no, it was Jess. it was really him. Oh, and a CD and an LP of Carole's landmark concert in Central Park Home Again will be released on May the 26th to mark the 50th anniversary of the concert. It was great. I knew that LP backwards.
Yeah, it was good. And it done well in the States, didn't it, as you said?
Well, yeah, and 6 years in the album charts.
Yeah.
And I remember listening to it because I'd given up acting for a year. I think I was about 20, and I decided to... I was running a boutique for a friend of mine, and she played this every day, this album, over and over, so I know it backwards.
we used to do that back in the day. We used to get an album, and then we used to... carry on, but you play the whole album, then probably put it on again and again and again.
Yeah,
you don't get
yes,
that so
you
much
don't
nowadays.
Do it so much
because no. It's not physical, is it? I suppose everyone streams it now. So.
Anyway, shall we play a Frankie Goes to Hollywood number?
Yes,
this is. You got to start doing this, tongue. Relax.
Hey, 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 hey. Great opening track.
We'll be right back.
was Hollywood, 1983, written by Holly Johnson, Mark O'Toole and Peter Gill. And I'm playing it because it was the band's founder member, Holly Johnson's birthday on the 9th of Feb. And Holly is expected to be performing at Veltins Arena in Schalk on the 3rd of March for the 80s, the world's biggest 80s party. And also appearing will be Tony Hadley, Boy George, among others. That'd be good.
Yeah, I think they've done the Commonwealth Games as well. They've done something in Edinburgh when they had some sporting event on. They was out there.
Where's Schalk?
Yeah, I haven't got no idea.
Geography, not my strong
Schalk,
point.
No. I should know, really, because I said to my son the other day, he's not done very well on geography. I said, it's very important.
Boys usually know geography.
Where the hell is Schalk, anyway?
Girls don't. Yeah, this was the band's first single. This track shot to number one in the charts, doubtless helped by being banned by Mike Rees. Now, I remember this, because there was, because of the rude lyrics, relax, don't do it, and... I must have admit, I thought he said, when you want a socket to it.
Yeah, well, so did I. We were talking about it off air. But...
We were just talking off air, and I went, oh, okay. And then, you know, was it When You Want to Come? That was the other one that got back. But it obviously, if you ban a record, it goes to number one.
Out of the stratosphere, yeah, it's actually what it did, really. Of course, the radio one then, and all across the radio platforms, the BBC banned it. And it went straight to number one.
Exactly, and it was actually the first song to be banned in the UK since Je T'aime with Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that didn't even have any lyrics in it as such.
Just heavy breathing.
It's remarkable that in this day and age, but I mean, you look back at it, it's just a couple of like that, wasn't it? And,
not a lot of people know this.
Weird.
No, not a lot of people know this, don't but. I did a cover version of this with Gordon Kay.
Did you?
Yeah, of Je T'aime.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's like the Google later.
Yeah. But it was a comedy one. It was really good. It was really quite funny. Which leads me into guess what's on tonight, Tony.
Hello.
Correct. You've been practicing your French accent.
Hello.
Are you receiving me, Natok?
Shoot it in the right direction. You could have done a little spoof on that.
The pudding. The four episodes are Puddings Can Go Off, Landmines for London, to Geneva, and Train of Events. And also, I wanted to wish Carol Royal a very happy birthday for yesterday, the 10th of February. And she's the daughter of Allo Allo actor Derek Royal, who played the second Monsieur Leclerc.
Oh, right, yep.
Yeah, because sadly Jack Haig passed, and he was such a lovely man. And she is also a great animal lover and supports the ban trophy hunting campaign. And so if anyone agrees with me that they should ban trophy hunting, you know, get in touch with your MP, send a letter or phone or whatever, because I think it's coming to review on March the 22nd or something like that.
Yeah.
They should have passed that already.
Yeah, I can't believe it's still in this day and age. She's mad.
D-heads that stopped it.
Yeah.
I mean, just why? Why would you want to kill animals anyway? There you go. Also, Holly Johnson appeared in the last episode of Darren Lytton's Benidorm.
Oh, right.
I liked Benidorm, actually.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I didn't realise he was in it, though. Guest appearance.
And Tony Hadley was in it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
As well. Yeah, brilliant. And it was really genius to get all of those, like, little parts in.
Gold. And, TV gold.
TV gold. Okay, shall we do a Roberta Flack number? This is Feel Like Making Love.
Watching winter turn to spring. Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing. Ooh, that's the time I feel like making love to you. That's the time.
Feel Like Making Love, Roberta Flack, 1974. And I'm playing it for Roberta Flack's birthday, which was the 10th of February. This song became one of the biggest music successes of 74. Also best known for her powerful vocals, Roberta is a skilled pianist and musical arranger. And this is Roberta officially retired from singing in 2022. At the grand old age of 85.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. It's amazing, isn't it?
But she says she's going to remain active. And you were telling me, this is a good Valentine's song, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is, isn't it? Feel Like Making Love. What a great, you know. I said the other one would be Je T'aime. I wonder if they do a karaoke version of that one.
Just get ours out. Get the René and Yvette one. During her career, Roberta Flack won 4 Grammy Awards. And the Grammy Awards took place this year in LA on the 4th of February, and Taylor Swift stole this year's awards event, becoming the first performer to win the Grammy for Album of the Year 4 times. That's unbelievable. She has got such a big following.
Yeah, it's massive. I think Beyonce's got quite a few as well, but I mean, she's done really well. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, obviously, she received the award from Celine Dion. Other Grammy winners, Miley Cyrus, Flowers, Billie Eilish, Song of the Year.
Yeah, but she was there, Billie Eilish, as well.
Stormzy won Video of the Year for Mel Made Me Do It. But also someone got arrested, didn't they? Who was that? Mad Mike. Rapper Killer Mike was arrested at the awards after an alleged altercation with an overzealous security guard in an argument over which entry door the rapper and his team should use.
That's typical rapper, isn't it?
Yeah, but it always adds to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is what happened. You know?
Yeah.
But it takes it away, as a bit of drama, takes it away from the people that ran it.
Yeah.
Now, rapper, was it Killer Mike? Was getting all of the news.
She had Swifty had a. There was a thing on the.
You know her personally then?
Yeah, on the internet.
Swifty.
They said that she blanked Celine Dion. She took the award and then kind of turned away and waved to all the people behind her, producers and everything. And then she gave her speech, and Celine Dion was just left standing there. But when you see it back, it didn't look as bad as they made out to be. But
no, and isn't Celine Dion? She made a surprise appearance because she's battling with a rare illness.
Yeah, actually,
it's called stiff person syndrome.
Stiff person syndrome. Yeah. I don't think anyone knew much about it.
I don't know.
She just kind of suddenly stopped gigging, and then
bless her. And she's like such a performer as well.
So yeah, very sad. But she looked fantastic from the pictures I see on stage.
Oh well, we're glad she's still going to perform.
Yes.
And should we play an Elton John number?
Yeah, it's a great one.
I love this. Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Like a battle, a barrel full of monkeys and my wood.
Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting Elton John, 1973. Written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Was a UK number 7. I'm playing it for Nigel Olsen's birthday, who was a long-time drummer and singer with Elton. He celebrated his 68th birthday playing his 2,267th concert with Sir Elton at Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, and also joined him on stage for Elton's appearance at Glastonbury Festival in June 2023. And this was also the first song Elton recorded standing up, and he made the most of it, leaping around a lot. And as of this week, an exhibition followed by the sale of Sir Elton's belongings from his Atlanta home in Georgia will take place at Christie's Rockefeller Center, New York. And the sale will include works of art and memorabilia, and you can bid online. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
I did see it on the news.
It does go for mad money, this stuff.
I know. That's what they said. And he's got some wonderful outfits
there.
And he's just like declutting, I suppose, and making a fortune at the same time.
Yeah,
I think that's what maybe I'll declut.
Yeah, I mean, if I went to sell any of my clothes, you know, on one of these things, I'd get nothing for them. Couldn't even give them away. But some of those outfits he wore would probably go for, you know, tens or tens of thousands of pounds.
For sure, because he's so well loved.
And his glasses, because he's wearing all of...
Oh, and a piano. One of his pianos he's selling as well.
Oh, wow.
I know. Right, should we have a little look online?
We'll have to, yeah.
Okay, let's play a Cool and a Gang number. This is Get Down On It.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on and
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it,
get down on it.
Get down on it,
get down on it.
Come on and
get down on it,
baby, baby. Standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down.
What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on, man.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, 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 you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. As you move across the floor,
get down on it. Cool and the Gang, 1981, was a UK number three, and I'm playing it for what would have been sax player Dennis Thomas's birthday, which would have been on the 9th of February. He was known as the coolest cat in the band due to his super cool look. I like that, coolest cat. It's an old-fashioned term, really, isn't it? We don't really use it now.
Yeah, there was a track called Cool for Cats.
Cool for Cats, yeah, I like that one. An awestruck fan of the band once tried to get backstage at a Cool and the Gang concert, but was turned away. His name was J.T. Taylor, and he ultimately became their lead singer. That's a nice story.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And Cool and the Gang are scheduled to appear in the UK at the Love Supreme Festival, a weekend camping jazz festival in Lewes, Sussex, from the 5th to the 7th of July this year.
Yeah, that'd be good. We was talking on some of the radio forums how many there's a lot of festival cancellations going on this year, so they're having it hard. So it's good to see that there's going to be some, you know, some good ones around to look forward to.
Yeah, do you want to go camping?
I'm due to go camping this year.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's like every now and again we do get the tent out and go camping, but I do like my comforts.
Yes, exactly. Me too. Oh, this is a Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Sharon Page. You Know How to Make Me Feel So Good. Feel So Good, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Sharon Page, 1975. And I'm playing it for what would have been singer Sharon Page's birthday on the 9th of Feb. During her career, Sharon performed regularly with the band as a solo soul singer. And the original Blue Notes disbanded in the 80s. However, Sharon did perform occasionally with the surviving members of the band until as late as 2008. And their music has inspired many great artists from the music industry, including Whitney Houston and John Legend, not bad names to inspire.
No, I love John Legend. Oh, brilliant.
She's got a beautiful voice, that Sharon Page.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, no, it's lovely. OK, let's play a Destiny's Child number. This is Bootylicious. Child, 2001, written by Charlie Skilling, Beyoncé Knowles, Vellante Moore, Stevie Nicks, and it was from the album Survivor. It was a UK number one. And I'm playing it for singer Kelly Rowland's birthday. And since performing with Destiny's Child, Kelly has appeared in a number of musical films, been a judge on shows such as The X Factor UK and USA, The Voice Australia, and appeared in the comedy drama Grownish. Her latest film, Mea Culpa, an action legal thriller in which she plays a defence lawyer, is due for release this month. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, Mea Culpa.
She's a good actress as well.
Yeah, and gorgeous looking.
Yeah, she had a solo album.
And she can sing.
Yeah, she's got a fantastic voice.
And Beyoncé came up with the title for this song as a result of hearing the media's sometimes unpleasant references to her weight. And she wanted a song to celebrate her curvy, voluptuous figure. And the word bootylicious now appears in some dictionaries and means voluptuous and sexually attractive.
Yeah, I suppose it is. It's a kind of word now, isn't it?
It is a word. It's in the dictionary.
Bootylicious.
Yeah. Well done for coming up with that. She looks great. She's got a great figure.
Yes. Yeah, she's done really well. I said she had a solo album, which was 2002, I think that came out.
Oh, no, that was I was talking about Beyonce there.
Oh, Beyonce.
Beyonce, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. She's fantastic and she's doing well.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. But Kelly Rowland's got a...
Yeah, she had her first solo album was 2002, I think, and then since then she's just gone on. I mean, she's been done stage work, West End musicals.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. They all done really well.
Just like me.
Just like you.
Yeah. I'm going to sing
Bootylicious.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, let's do a Sheryl Crow number. This is All I Want to Do.
Hit it. This ain't no disco.
All I Want to Do, Sheryl Crow, 1994, written by Sheryl Crow, Kevin Gilbert, Bill Bottrell, Wynn Cooper, and David Bearwald, was a UK number four. I'm playing it for Sheryl's birthday, which is today, the 11th of February. Before singing, she worked as a waitress before landing a gig as one of Michael Jackson's backing singers on his Bad tour. But not a lot of people know this, but strange. Contract riders for her dressing room on tour in the early days included, do you want to know this time?
Go on then.
This is, if it was a Monday gig, she asked for Maker's Mark bourbon, Tuesday Bombay gin and Schweppes tonic, Wednesday Courvoisier brandy, Thursday champagne, Friday silver tequila and margarita mix, Saturday Absolute Vodka and orange juice, and Sunday tequila and margarita. I think she like to drink.
She liked to drink, yeah. Don't get that at Phoenix.
And you get it free. I think you just order it. I think this is the rider's thing. You just get the bottle. You're not going to drink it. You just take it home. It's a free, another freebie, a bonus.
Yeah, if you're at Phoenix, you just get coffee or tea.
Exactly. Well, I mean, the whole thing is that people like getting freebies, don't they?
Yeah,
I mean, they're only human, after all. And that's what I'm going to play, Human, Rag and Bone Man.
Maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, and what do you see? See it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
That was Human, Rag and Bone Man, 2016, was UK number one. And I promised to play one of his songs on the last programme as a comparison to Teddy Swims. I mean, such a great voice, isn't he? Oh, and so fantastic. Is Teddy Swims.
Yeah, they're both, yeah. I mean, it's not till you try and actually sing them, you realise just how vocally challenging they are, because he goes from...
Well, I saw you trying.
Yeah.
Really trying.
That squeak was from the chair, honest.
And do you know, he adopted the stage name Rag and Bone Man after watching what?
It's not Steptoe, son.
Correct.
Yeah.
We were talking about
that.
It
was. That's strange,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And his big break came after his girlfriend sent promoters a recording of him practicing covers songs in the bathroom. And this led him to have a support slot with Joan Armour Trading. Brilliant. He made a cameo appearance in EastEnders on their Christmas special.
I remember that, yep.
Yeah, 2022. And Do you watch EastEnders all the time?
Not really, only when you're on it.
That was the right thing to say, Tony. You're getting good at this. And Rag and Bone Man has concert dates in Newcastle and Inverness in May and July. And his new record with Calvin Harris, Lovers in a Past Life, is due for release the 16th of February.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Shall we do some shout-outs, Tony? Who have you got there?
I have got regulars Ruby Snape, Trevor Wallets, Zoe Wainwright, Nikki Nicole, Luke Doonan, Mike Chapman, Brian Fever, Rob Harvey. It's his birthday today as well. Happy birthday. Vicky Garvey, Man in His Potting Shed. Hello to him. John George, Jumpers for Goalposts, P.E. Dartnell, Glyn Marston, Ronald Manika, Chris Jarvis, Keith Dornan, Aston Avery, Nigel Fitzmaurice from Phoenix, Martin Hollingsworth, Colin 2401, Lockie BCFC, CJ Dartnell, it's very American names, Peter Oxley, Andrew Robley, Alan Pell, Bobby Rosser, Katrina Brandstrom, and Mark Ratcliffe.
Oh, thank you all for listening, and I've got some messages. There's Gary Davis, the Gary Davis, said, play some trance, please. No. And Billy Murray, sorry, Gary. And Billy Murray, my mate, the actor, he likes the show. Richie Ross, who's in charge of the Regent Theatre Ipswich, where I was doing Panto. He says, hi, Vicky, I'm on Suffolk Sound, Sunday 10 to 12. He's lovely. And Steve D says, play the tunes, Vicky. Jaffa 590, love you and your happy vibes. Have a brilliant Sunday and radio show. Ken Wiseman, missed you last week. I'm glad you're back. Sunday is back on track. Andy, this is Night Talk calling. How are you? Anthony Blood, the theme this week should be, what's your favourite Valentine's song? Well, we're going to do a few of those, aren't we, Tone?
Yes, yes.
And we've got Wesley on Wesley Twitter W, excellent. Kay Milburn, the Flashing Knobs return. Christopher Woodnut, hope you're having a good day and a great weekend. Lexi Allen, love the songs you play. I'm 22 and was born in the wrong decade. I'm an 80s music girl at heart. Mike Child, good to have you back. I didn't know what to do with myself last Sunday. Me and my drums, good luck with the show. Craig, Bucks, born and bred, I'll be there. Claire Champion, hope you're having a great weekend. I'll be tuning in to your fantastic show. Thanks. Lovely, lovely comments.
Fantastic.
Peter Dawson, good luck with your show. Sue Golding, good luck. Dave Barnes, have a great time. Danny Finucane, love your show. John Hesquith, see you soon. Charlie Oldbatston, sounds perfect for Sunday afternoon. As usual, see you there. Vernon Watts, I'll be there. Blue Eyed Boy, sounds good to me. Dave Earle, ooh, Yvette. Very good, Dale. Dave. Suzuki Guy, looking forward to Hello Hello tonight. Always my go-to show at the end of the weekend. And Stephanie Van Dresek, you rock. Oh, like that. Peter Sparks, hi, Vicky. You're wasted on radio. You know we can't see you. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you for your lovely comments. And thank you to the fabulous Tony for helping to twiddle the flashing knobs this week. Okay, what shall I play? Shall I do a... Oh, we're going very highbrow now.
It's very posh.
It's very highbrow.
Very posh.
This is Ness and Dormer, Queen and Adam Lambert.
Nella tua fredda
That was Ness and Dorma, Queen and Adam Lambert, 2022, written by Giacomo Puccini. And I'm playing it for Adam Lambert's birthday, which was on the 29th of January. And Adam sang this operatic aria live with Queen during an arena show in Bologna, Italy, as a tribute to the birthplace of opera and one of its greatest composers, Puccini. He has got a brilliant voice, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's really, really hard track, isn't it?
It is a hard track, and he sings it beautifully. And he's currently touring Japan with Queen. And he has a new album out on the 24th of February called Adam Lambert High Drama. And it's an album of covers, and it includes Holding Out for a Hero, Bonnie Tyler, My Attic, and Mad About the Boy, Noel Coward. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
In fact, that reminds me of an episode of Hello, Hello, when Gruber sang that to Renee.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
I'm mad about the boy. That was a great scene. And Adam is also a good friend of my mate, Beverly Knight, and often teams up with her on Gogglebox. She's a lovely lady. What a voice she's got.
She's in the West End at the moment as well, isn't she?
Yes, she is. What's she in?
I can't remember, but I remember...
It's not Sister Act again, is it?
No. It is Sister Act.
Is it Sister Act?
Yeah, she's currently in Sister Act, on and off.
Oh, I'll have to go and see her. I haven't seen her for quite a while. Should we do a small faces number?
Yeah.
This is All or Nothing. All or Nothing, Small Faces, 1966, was UK number one, written by Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane. This was Small Faces' only number one hit, and it shared the top spot with Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. And I'm playing it for what would have been guitarist and Small Faces founder member Steve Marriott's birthday, which was on the 30th of January. I was a big fan of Small Faces.
Yeah,
I loved
him.
He was great. And he was an Essex boy.
He was, yeah.
He was an Essex boy. And also, as a child actor, Steve played both Oliver and the Artful Dodger in the West End. And according to his mother, Kay Marriott, Steve wrote this song about his split with his ex-fiancée Sue Oliver. Though his first wife, Jenny Ryland, states that Marriott told her he wrote the song for her as a result of her split with Roger Stewart.
Fine.
He was getting, yes, I wrote it for you, darling. Yes. And the musical All or Nothing was written by my friend Carol Harrison, which tells the story of the Small Faces. She was a big fan of the Faces, and she did this musical, and it celebrates the 60s experience, and it's really, really good.